Charles, you talked about kind of your picks. They started out as contrarian picks for your portfolio, yeah. And they both had to do with automakers. And so both of those are actually in the news today. So I thought maybe we could kind of revisit it, starting with Ford.
Sure.
Ford is apparently launching 50 new vehicles. Now, they're not going to do it here, though. They're going to do it in China, including 15, which are going to be electrified, as they're saying. You know, so apparently they're really trying to – China has got some tough quotas on their new energy vehicles, and so, you know, they're hoping to have –
Well, it's about time with China. I mean, it's funny. Right. China is kind of taking the lead in some ways on clean energy. Mm-hmm. Not because they're great forward-thinking people or something, but because it's just necessity. I mean, the quality of life in Chinese cities has just gotten to be miserable because of the smog. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think back, think back to like the early 1990s, Dallas, Houston, L.A., they all had pretty terrible air quality. I mean, it was just but it got better. You know, like with in the 20 years that have passed, or actually more than that now, closer to 30, I guess, it's gotten better. I mean, the air quality really has gotten better. And so, I mean, that just goes to show you can have growth. You can have major economic growth and still have, and still actually have cleaner air. And so China is, you know, they're having their own moment, except, you know, their air quality is so much worse today than ours ever was in you know, the 80s or 90s. So it's good that they're moving that direction. They need to. I mean, their people, I mean, they're all going to have lung cancer just from walking down the street if they don't make some pretty significant changes here. So I think it is interesting. And once... You know, one of the issues with the electric vehicles is that there's just no, it's still, you know, the charging stations
the
just aren't there.
The infrastructure
is not there.
To be in place.
And driver expectations really aren't there. I mean, there's people are still just kind of working out the kinks. The car companies are working out the kinks here. And so if they're able to do that in China successfully, I think you'll see that accelerate here. You know, like once they make it work there, you'll see it accelerate here.
Now, one of the comments you made, because during the break, folks, I had mentioned the fact that some analyst, and quite frankly, I hadn't heard of them before, but they've downgraded Tesla to a cell. And so I thought it was kind of, you know, I mentioned that to Charles, and, you know, we were talking about the one of the issues with the electric cars is that they just weren't cute.
They're ugly. I never got that. One of the reasons that I never would have bought a hybrid or an electric was because they were just ugly and embarrassing looking. I mean, they just were embarrassing to drive. Tesla came out and proved that you can have an electric car that people actually want. It was sexy. I mean, it looks like a Maserati or a Jaguar or something. I mean, it's a good-looking car. And good for Elon Musk for proving that, yeah, you can have an eco-friendly electric car that looks cool and that normal people actually want to be seen driving. So good for him. I wish, you know, you look at the Chevy Bolt, and of course, no offense to any Chevy Bolt drivers out there, but it just doesn't have the sex appeal. I mean, it's kind of a geeky looking car. So, I mean, what I would like to see, and Ford and GM, by the way, along with all the European automakers, I mean, they're not just sitting by. I mean, they are aggressively getting into electric vehicles and driverless vehicles and everything else. I mean, they're really aggressively pushing into this. I just hope they take, you know, that they take a page out of Tesla's book here and just start making them more attractive. You know, why doesn't Ford have a good-looking Mustang that's just, you know, electric like a Tesla? Why doesn't Chevy have an electric Camaro? I mean, like, come on, give me a break. You don't have to make these cars geeky. So I think that's the next step. And, you know, I think we're going to see more of that in the coming years.
It's like yesterday, I don't know, I went out and ran an errand and I was on the freeway and there was one of those little bitty smart cars next to me, which I think should be banned from the freeway, especially in Texas, where everybody drives the biggest. Yeah, everybody drives the biggest, you know, baddest, you know.
If an F-150 ran over you, yeah, I mean, they would be peeling little pieces of you off the pavement with a putty knife. I mean, that's those things are just. I think if you live in a really, really compact.
Those are golf
urban,
cart community kind of cars.
It's basically a golf cart that's enclosed. Uh-huh. But I say, if you live in a small, like cities in Europe are really cramped, like those older cities, the roads are small, there's nowhere to park. Or even New York. I mean, if you live in a place like that, something like that would probably be fine. But if you live in a city that has a freeway culture where, I mean, you're spending a lot of time on large interstate freeways, good night, no. I mean, that's just a death trap.
In New York, you could just fold it up and take it up to your apartment.
Yeah, pretty much. I think it's a yeah. It would actually fit in your apartment.
Exactly. Okay, so now one of your other picks, let's get on to this one, was General Motors this year.
Sure.
And General Motors, apparently, I mean, they're becoming progressive as well. They're coming out with something called Marketplace. It's a new system that apparently it's a button on your dashboard, and you can buy coffee, you can find gas or parking, you can make your restaurant, reservations, you can do all that type of stuff. So this new technology, it's going to be coming out in, 2017, 2018 vehicles starting today.
Yeah, now there's things about that that's really cutting edge, and there's things that's just really not that big of a deal. So think about it. Everything that dashboard setup does, you can already do on your smartphone. You can already order your Starbucks on your smartphone. You can already pre-order your food at a lot of restaurants on your smartphone. You can locate gas stations using your phone's GPS. The problem is you have to have your phone in your hand to do it. So having all of that integrated into the dashboard, I think, is safer. I mean, I think it kind of gets you away from that, texting while driving mentality. And so that's good. I mean, and with the texting while driving laws going into effect all over the country, you really need the in-dash setup better. Now, what I don't know, and it's not clear from what I've seen so far, is does the car have its own cellular connection, like its own AT&T or T-Mobile connection?
Because you would have to pay for that extra, probably.
You would assume, unless somehow GM is paying for it as some sort of bulk rate or something. Or does it just run off of your phone's does it run off your phone's network? Like, for example, does your phone just link up with the dashboard, and then the computers, the car's, onboard stuff just works with your phone? I don't know. I mean, it might. I mean, that may. I don't know. That wasn't clear from their press release.
Exactly.
But I do think it's interesting. I mean, the onboard systems on all these cars just keeps getting better, and so good for GM for pushing it further. And this is this is clearly a step above what their competitors are doing. It's not a huge step, but it is at least a small step better than what their competitors are doing. And it shows that GM is an innovator. I think one of the reasons the stocks were so cheap at the beginning of this year was people just gave them no credit as an innovator. They viewed them as an old, obsolete industrial stock. But
still
they're really
bullish,
proving
Charles?
That wrong.
Still
I'm
bullish
still
on both?
I'm still very bullish. I'm still bullish on both. I'm still long both. You bet I am.
Okay.